This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Attention. At this moment, you are now listening to
Hardest in Needle on FUBAR Radio.
If you are offended by words like shit, bitch, fuck, dick,
baby,
ass, ho, cum,
Batvestite,
low motherfucker,
Kurt Russell,
hooker, slut, tramp, dirty low slut tramp,
Batvestite,
ho,
Kurt Russell,
fuck, shit, whatever. Take the
headphones
out now. This is not
Nick Grimshaw.
And by the way, suck
Rich and Andy's
motherfucking dick.
Baby. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, that's cool.
How you doing?
Wow, cheers Ice-T for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little shout out.
Little collaboration.
Wow.
Is that a collaboration if the other person doesn't know about it?
I think it is actually.
Okay.
Just, yeah, it's like we've sort of kidnapped their voice.
Yeah.
You don't have to get there. Is that legal, what we just did?
I don't know.
Sod
it. This is FUBAR Radio, by the way.
Oh, it's Hardest to Your Needle on FUBAR Radio. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm
should probably play the proper jingle as well.
Yeah, shall we?
So get it down there, yeah.
All right.
Some guys.
Hardest to Your Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Hello. Right, welcome back again. It's already, we've been gone and we've come back in a space of like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's Hardest to Your Needle and Ice-T on FUBAR Radio.
How are you all doing?
You all good out there? Well, like, really weird. No one ever gets back to us when we ask that, do they?
Response to that.
It's so annoying. So we got a mad show today.
I
say mad. Good. Got drugs. Talking about drugs.
Yeah.
Psychedelic drugs. Blowing your mind. We've got Dick Baby coming up. Yeah. Not sure if that's going to be carrying on, but we'll see.
Well, I was going to mention that later, but yeah, that's
okay, fine. That's my notes here. We got a new lad coming on called Trent. Bit of an urban youth, you know. Do you want to get down with... down with the kids. Me and Anna, we're sort of, but we're not, I don't know, we're a bit...
Not fully down, are we?
No, we're sort of like half down.
Yeah,
we're sort of squatting.
Down. Half mast.
Yeah, we're squatting.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't, you know, we go there, we think we're cool, but, you know, people think otherwise.
Yeah.
And they shout out us in the street.
Yeah, but Ice-T's on Bobo, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all right. We should set him onto them.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's up and coming, isn't he?
He's an up and coming young 50-year-old dude.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just a little shout out to Ice-T. He's a father.
Oh, well done, Ice-T.
He's expecting a baby with Coco, whatever her name is.
Who?
His bird, Coco.
Coco
his
the monkey?
Wife, woman. What?
Coco the monkey.
What do you mean?
The guy of Coco Pops advert.
What? Why are you expecting a baby with him?
I don't know. Who's Coco?
His wife.
Oh, well, congratulations, Ice.
There's more than one Coco.
Ice and Coco?
Not just some of my...
Weird.
Yeah.
Make a nice little baby milkshake.
Yeah, they would.
Well, good luck. Like, please send us in, if you're listening, Ice, a picture of your baby so we can slag it off.
Oh, it's not actually being produced yet.
What do you mean?
I think he's just expecting one.
We kind of sit there expecting one. Everyone
I think he's like done something like to expect it.
He's had sex.
Yeah, he's had sex.
He's
with a woman.
Just sat there next to her waiting for it to come out.
No, he's just looking at his watch.
God damn
every
it!
5 minutes.
Where is this son of a little?
Yeah.
No. No. Okay, fine. Well, yep, that's great. IMD Bollocks. Little game called IMD Bollocks.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's not happening.
Why?
Because it's never happened. Does it?
No, but this is not happening.
No, it's actually not because I literally forgot my notes.
Well, that's...
You know what? I can maybe try and remember what I wrote, and maybe we'll play IMD Bollocks.
Okay, so possibly coming up in the show, possibly IMD Bollocks. We've got Stalking Kurt Russell. Obviously, I called in an estate agent a couple of weeks ago and pretended to be Kurt's son, Wyatt, and one of the estate agents actually called back in a bit of a narky mood, so I'm going to be... Well, let's see, I'm going to call him later on and try my bartering skills on him.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to get Kurt's address out of him. By hell or high water.
Yeah, water, yeah.
Hell or high... high water, what's that?
It's just water that's
really
high.
Yeah. Put like a glass on a shelf.
Well, ask the psychedelics guy that's coming on later about that.
What does that mean? Yeah. We've got a guy coming in called Dave King, who is the founder of Breaking Convention. That is the interdisciplinary British the Interdisciplinary British Conference on Psychedelic Consciousness. So he's going to be blowing our minds with chat about acid, mushrooms, ayahuasca, all the things that can set you free and break your ego down and get you out of this stupid world we live in.
Mm.
It's going to be beautiful. You love Annie, don't you?
What?
You don't want to go on these mad little rants about ego death.
Well, I don't like the ego death stuff.
Why do you like that?
About the psychedelic stuff because it's all like keywords. You sound like a religious nut.
But ego is like a massive, massive word that everyone uses.
Yeah, but ego death is a term that not everyone's familiar with.
Learn what ego death is later from me. Your spiritual guru.
But also you say it and you don't actually explain it. So you just go, ego death.
Ego death.
I'm like, what is that? And you don't actually, you're like, it's just ego death, isn't it? And I'm like, what is it though?
For our listeners out there, an ego death is, everyone has an ego, like a personality. You know, for instance, you come out of your mum's womb and you are the universe. That's how it works. Like a baby comes out, it doesn't know what it is. It's looking around going, oh, blah, looking at the wall. And then your mum goes, you're Andy or you're Richard. And then you go, Am I? You're like 0.1 years old, so you go, okay. Then you start to like develop a personality. Like, you know, maybe you'll like try some clothes on, go, is this me? Then your mum will go, that's not like you, Richard. And you go, isn't that? I don't know what this Richard thing is. So we start to develop personalities and egos, but we don't know what this thing is. And we start to act in the way that we think we should. Like our peers dictate who we are. We'll tell a joke. If no one laughs, we'll go, oh, you know, no one, I'm not very funny. Or if maybe the girls like something, oh, I'm a confident, outgoing guy. And then that thing starts to rule our life. Like I should be, you know, you go to school, I'm good at math, I'll be a mathematician. Then you don't get into college, into university, and you go, oh no, I'm dying. But like, you weren't ever supposed to do that. This is all in your head. These things aren't real. So you need to just let go of the idea of your personality, because you don't exist. There is nothing to you. You're a figment of your own imagination.
Yeah. We've also got
get it, Andy?
We've got what else we got?
That's it. So we've actually, oh, rich information. Where I'm gonna call us now.
Oh yeah.
I was actually, I had a new word for this actually. Rich information, where I give you some information that is rich in quality from me, Rich. But actually, I should have a better word for it. It's called, oh yeah, enriched.
Okay, well, let's just see so if you're going to be enriched, yeah? Because normally we're not.
Enriched, so enriched.
Normally should be too cold.
Okay, basically, you know how I come into your house, don't I, right? And I just sort of kick doors open and I make it the temperature I need.
Yeah, you don't kick a door open, but yeah.
Well, I sort of go into, like, when we're doing, I sometimes have, if we were writing in our producers, I sometimes have to hang out of a window. Or yeah. I'll have to get some oxygen. I need to let the. It has to be warm. I have to get the right temperature. Mm. And here is why. You slag me down, yeah? But listen, this is a scientific fact. This is something. I am ill. I am disabled. And you, awful, slagging me off, right? So researchers at Louisville University in Kentucky have discovered that people with. And I shouldn't be saying this. I've actually got auburn, sort of strawberry blonde hair. But ginger hair are more sensitive than most. A study released yesterday shows that the presence of the ginger gene, means many redheads need extra doses of anaesthetic during surgery because they suffer pain more acutely. So, you know, you may call me a fanny, but no.
So that's why you're drama queen?
Yeah, I'm not even drama queen. I'm just being how I should be. Like, this isn't like, I feel pain. Do you know what I mean? And then they listen, look, the redheads begin to feel pain around 6 Celsius. Unlike the volunteers with dark hair, you, the bastards, right, who did not begin to flinch, no feelings, not sensitive, until the temperature got down to freezing. So there you are. So if you think
well,
you have them, mate.
That doesn't work. I'm get well cold.
Well, you're just weird. You've broken science, you see.
Well, so, okay, we need to test that. Like, let's get you and James Acaster in the room.
Yeah.
Turn the thing down.
And see who
dies first.
Which
everyone freaks out and runs out of the room.
That's a good idea.
Well, it should just be the same thing. Okay, get me, you and James Acaster in a room.
And see, it's like a Jackass-style sort of challenge.
Sort of, yeah.
Wow, that'd be quite good.
Mm.
And whoever wins gets money.
Or just we'll get a little, like I was saying last week, get some little, like, ice cube waistcoats.
Yeah.
And then the first one to, like, freak out and put their hand up and say, no, I can't take it.
The first one to get pneumonia
is
the
most sensitive one. I don't know. What is this game? I don't know.
Is the one who gets the first ride in the ambulance.
Right, okay, sure.
How's that? Yeah. But researchers think that the ginger gene, known as MC1R, may cause the temperature-detecting gene to become an overactive, making redheads more sensitive to cold. Yeah. Simon Cheetham of Red and Proud. Yep, that's a website. Claims to represent redheads welcomed the Scottish research, but said it shattered the myth of the tough ginger Scottish male. The stereotype of a Celt, mate, is a wild, kilted man with red hair who takes no notice of temperature. So, you know, I may look like a wild, hard son of a gun.
But you look like a Celt.
Don't I?
No.
I think I've got like a sort of Viking Celt in me.
No.
What about when I wear that little skirt I wear sometimes?
What skirt?
That little sort of like tartany skirt.
When did you play the bagpipes?
Yeah.
You don't do that.
No, but if I did.
You still wouldn't look like a Celt.
Wouldn't I? What do I look like?
Our mate said you look a bit like a Tudor woman.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the closest.
Sort of like a cross-dressing.
Or Matt Smith, if he had some eyebrows.
If Matt Smith had some eyebrows, yeah. Where are his eyebrows? If you've seen Matt Smith's eyebrows anywhere, please call in.
He'd be a very good Robocop.
He would?
Yeah.
All you'd have to do is put a helmet on him.
Yeah, because Robocop had no eyebrows. Glenn Close.
Oh, my God.
She'd be another good Robocop.
Yeah, she hasn't quite got the buff body for it. Mind you, I'm not sure. I'm not seeing Matt's body, so I don't know. But yeah, he'd be good, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's got that. Yeah, if you just like put a swimming cap on him, sprayed it skin colour, boom. They could save a lot of the budget. I mean, God knows how much of the budget on Robocop went on shaving his eyebrows off.
Probably quite a lot.
Probably quite a lot, you're right. So what have you been up to, Andy?
Well, I don't know. I started, there's quite a few. Okay, look.
Yeah.
I suddenly realised, right, I was on Netflix.
Right.
And do you ever had sort of something when something just clicks and you realise why it's called what it's called, or just something staring in your face and you never realised it before?
Okay, go on.
Right, Netflix is like internet flicks, internet films.
Oh, yeah, it's just that,
isn't it?
Net movies, yeah.
Yeah, internet movies, basically. Yeah, I didn't ever realise it before. Yeah, it stared me right in the face. Then there's some other things I realised. Like, I made a big list of all things that I'd never realised before. Because I had another one as well this week.
Right.
You know, what's that film with all the spotted dogs in it?
Oh, Dalmatians. 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
Her name is just like Cruella... Yeah. Cruella de Vil.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah. It's like foreign for cruel devil, maybe.
Cruella de Vil. That's Cruella really lazy writing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like saying, like, having a body called, like, the ultimate bastard. Or, like, the ultimate bastard. No, I don't want to work that, does it?
I don't know what it is.
That'd be like the I'm trying to think of an evil baddie. That'd be called evil badman, but, like...
Yeah.
Mr. Evil Badman. Mr. Evil Badman.
Yeah.
So
Mr. Evil...
Mr. Evel, Bad Monday.
Mr. D... Anyway, right, anyway, there's...
Well,
there's
good observation.
Listen, but there's another good observation I found out, right? You can't contest this because... basically, I had this drink, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I never realised what the drink was flavoured, right, before.
Right.
Suddenly realised. It's like, there's another little, what's it called? My mind was blown. What, you know, Red Bull?
Yeah.
Do you know what flavour it is?
Go on.
Bubblegum.
Is it?
Yes. Taste some next time, it's bubblegum flavoured.
Weird.
I just suddenly realised, like, hang on, this is bubblegum. And then I looked on the internet and other people have said the same thing, but I just never knew.
What did it say on the package, though?
It didn't say anything.
So who's saying, yes, this is true?
Just some bloke on the internet agreed with me, basically.
Oh, someone else. He might have bad taste buds, though.
Yeah, like mine.
We should get Heston Blumenthal to taste it.
Why? How, is he some sort of authority on flavours?
Of course he is. He's got, like, the best tongue in the world.
Maybe, yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got, like, he probably should insure that for about $1 million.
Yeah. Because it falls out.
Someone chops it off, he's going to be screwed, isn't he?
Yeah.
That'd be the worst thing to put him through, him or Gordon Ramsay.
What?
If you had to say to them, what would you rather lose, both arms or your tongue?
Hmm.
What do you reckon they'd go for?
But also, they need arms to cook, don't they?
Yeah.
But they can just sort of nod orders to people, like, do that.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. Oh, you do. Yeah, you get someone else.
Yeah.
You can get bionic arms now.
Yeah,
can
exactly.
Can you get bionic tongue, though?
Probably not.
We should get that'd be interesting. A little robo tongue.
Hmm.
You sort of unclip it, like, put that down there. Put that one on there.
Yeah. When Matt Smith becomes Robocop, we can add a little...
a little thing,
yeah. Tongue to him. Also, there's a few other things, but like they're getting more and more stupid because there's a lot of just stupid stuff that... Go on.
I've actually got some to go with this as well. So this
is good. All right, got them.
Is this stuff like you've not noticed? Go on. This is good.
No. I mean, just like remembering actually like stupid stuff that I didn't realise.
Go on.
Well, basically, I didn't realise my granddad was from Birmingham until about last year. He's got a Birmingham accent, really bad one, but I just thought that's how like granddad spoke.
Do you think he'd have this?
I never questioned it.
Really?
Yeah.
But you've met my granddad, haven't you? Or have you not?
No.
Because he seems like he's from Wales. Well, he's from Wales, that's why.
Yeah, but I just think like my brain zones off or something when I hear...
When old people speak, I do that.
No. I just mean, I just thought like they just speak in a different way. Since a child, I'm not saying now.
Yeah, okay, fine. You're just all used to it. It's just thing is, you get that as a kid, you just think, oh, it's just granddad.
Yeah,
that's
just granddad waffling on.
They're from granddad land.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I really like him, he's a nice guy.
But then you get two granddads and you think, hang on, you don't sound right.
Yeah, because my grandma's from Wales, my granddad's from Birmingham.
It's like men are from Mars, like granddad's from... Birmingham and grandmas are from Wales. Yeah.
But when they get together, they're always together, but it just sounds like they're singing at each other.
Hang on. Who's their son or daughter? Your mum or dad?
Dad.
Your dad's dad is from Birmingham?
Yeah.
But your dad, he could have had the worst accent in the world.
Yeah, Welsh and Birmingham-ish.
G'day, mate. G'day,
mate.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what? That's where Australians
Where's
come from.
Get Australian.
You got Australian. It's a hybrid. Hey, something I realised, actually, very quickly. Actually not realise, but you know, as you're saying, there's things where you sort of don't realise for ages and suddenly you go, oh my God. When I was watching the general election, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be like funny here, I only just realised at the general election that Ed Balls is a real person. I thought Ed Balls was a nickname for Ed Miliband.
What?
I thought it was like, hey, there's Ed Balls. Hey, Ed Balls. Yo, Ed Balls.
Oh, right.
And I saw him together, I was like, hang on, there's Ed Miliband, there's Ed Moore. What's going on?
Oh, right.
Someone said, no, that's Ed Balls. I'm like, Ed Balls is real.
I'd get my name changed. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. School must have been awful.
Yeah.
Edward Balls?
Get it changed to...
Yeah.
Bollocks or... I don't know.
What? Imagine if it was Richard Balls, Dick Balls.
Oh, fucking hell.
Fucking flipping heck. I just swore.
Yeah.
Weird, I just swore after saying Dick Balls. It matters, fine. Yeah, I can do that. Just had a massive intro from Ice-T. And another thing... swearing. I said Dick Balls. Do you remember when you were a kid and you suddenly realised that Ghostbusters was a comedy?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Ghostbusters seems to come up a lot in this show.
I know. Let's stop it. Carry on with your thing, Andy.
Also, we both keep sort of like tapping our bits of papers if we're in a news programme.
Hello, hello, hello.
Right.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't know. It's just, I just highlights my stupidity, really. Like, I thought for...
Please go on.
I didn't realize about 5 years ago that Canada was... I thought Canada was above America.
Where is it?
It's no. above it. And yeah, no, sorry, below it. I just think it's below it.
And now it's gone where?
It's gone above.
Why is it doing that?
It's moved around, isn't it?
Oh, God.
The little player, silly
buggers. The little Jippo.
Little hobo.
Right. Should we have a song?
Yeah, also another one, sorry.
Go on.
just another one. Okay, I just wonder if anyone, if you email in as well, if you had the same thing as me, because I don't want to feel stupid here.
Right.
But I didn't realise, maybe it's about 4 years ago, that like women had like two holes at the front.
Oh, God.
I thought it was the same thing. I thought the
what
the,
everything comes out of that.
Everything comes out the same.
What baby's way?
Yeah.
And that's where you go in as well.
Yeah,
that's mad, isn't it?
Well, I didn't realize another way.
It's like there's another bit.
Yeah,
a little sort of woman's willy.
But please, oh, God, if you don't, that's you don't ruin it.
Sorry.
The woman's.
Yeah, okay. Ah. Don't. It's a sacred bear little thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Little mollusk.
What?
What? Should we go?
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, do you know what? Actually, like I went to my friend's house not so long ago.
Yeah.
And she had a really weird house. But anyway, I was just looking at this picture on the wall.
Yeah.
And there was, it's like this framed picture, right? And like, it was sort of like loads of little, what's it called? Like line drawings and stuff.
Yeah.
And I looked a bit closer. I was like, what's that? Seafood? I went and she just had loads of pictures of fannies on the wall. Like
Why?
About 12 fannies lined up.
Why?
I don't know. I asked her and she said she just liked the design, or liked the look of them, I guess.
Men, what? I don't understand.
I think she finds it sexually. I don't know.
Sexually arousing?
I know she's straight and stuff, but she just likes the.
But like,
to be fair, she just had a load of dicks above it as well.
Okay, fine. Phew.
12 dicks, but 12.
12 things, nice. Equal. Both, all men are equal, all women are equal. But the thing is, like, I like them. I think they're great. And I think also all the parts of the body are great, but they have to be attached to the body.
Yeah, they were just like floating about.
It's hovering like a little sort of spectre.
Yeah, look like some sort of like. Jellyfish or something.
Yeah, like a little sort of like a face of predator.
Yeah, I just thought she really liked seafood.
So she got some little doodles of it and stuck it on a wall.
Yeah.
Seafood and salami or whatever the one above it was.
Yeah.
What is that? Right, should we have a song?
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Please email in if you've got any things that you didn't notice for longer than you should have.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Speak to you soon.
Okay, that was Double Dragon. This is FUBAR Radio.
Well, that was very cool.
Yeah?
That song, Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Is that something to do with the game?
No, no, I don't think so. I mean, they might have got the name off the game, but... Anyway, we've got an email in from a woman called Becky.
Okay.
Who says, I've only just realised that Humpty Dumpty was an egg.
What, just now? She just had that revelation.
How did you just literally just the last 10 seconds work that out?
Well, she'd been listening to the nursery rhyme or something and thought, hang on a minute.
Yeah, and also, what did you think it was? Just like a cartoon version of Phil Mitchell?
A bloke, yeah. Look in the nursery rhyme books. It's there as plain as I can see. There's a drawing of it.
Doesn't it? Well, hang on, what happens in the thing?
Humpty Dumpty.
Didn't he crack his shell or something?
Had a great fall. All the king's horses came and picked him up and put him back together again and sent him on his way.
No, you're right. There's no mention of him being an egg.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men, come with you. Oh, yeah.
If you haven't got any, like, if you're like a blind person, for example.
Jesus.
You'd never know. I mean, like Becky. Becky, if you've got eyes, we're not sure, but.
Yeah. Please email in if you got. Yeah, she emailed us. How would you do that?
Yeah, you might. She might have got like a translator.
Yeah, good point. Wow, that's insane.
But Becky, unless you can't see.
No, but how would you realise he's an egg anyway?
Maybe just someone told her or something. I don't know, in passing.
It's been a very strange day for her today.
Yeah. Becky having a pretty crazy day. But yeah, email back in and let us know what the hell was going on.
Let us know if you got eyes.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But, yeah. That was it, really.
On to the news.
Right,
so it's news.
Great, could you do a little jingle you did last week?
What was my news?
I don't know, you said news in a really weird way.
News.
That'll do.
All right. It's like a sort of camp wasp.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You did.
News. Yeah, it's Lord Sewell. You know, it's Lord Sewell guy.
Oh, yeah.
I was just looking at that. Basically, what? I've not read the story. I've just seen him on every front of every paper. And I've got that thing where, you know how, like, say if someone says, say, Coldplay, they're so big that you can't be asked to, like, listen to them because everyone likes them. Like, because he's on the front of every paper, I can't be asked to read the story. Well, I just think he's getting enough attention and I just can't be bothered to, like, look into it.
So you don't want, like, an extra person giving him attention?
No, what's the point? I feel like enough people got this, fine. But the thing that everyone seems to be getting on at him, right, I know he's, like, he's done drugs and like, everyone's having a go at him, obviously, he's done drugs instead of prostitutes. Yeah, that's awful, isn't it?
Mm.
But I always think it's weird, like... Could you look at it from a different... Isn't there, like, another side to this where you go, like, the poor sod is so sad that he has to put drugs on his face to get happy, and he can't even get laid properly, so he has to pay for it?
Yeah.
Is that... That's like, in a film, you could be like, the story of a man who is so lonely, he has to... And you'd be like, oh, the poor sod, even though he's got all the riches and he's got all this power, he still can't do it. You'd be like, yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
But yeah, it'd be like Richie Rich or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. He's like Richie Rich.
Yeah, it's like a 69-year-old... Coke-addled Richie Rich.
He's like a 16-year-old coke-addled Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what is going on there?
What do you mean?
I was wondering if you had any thoughts
on it. Yeah, no, well, I feel the same way as you. Like, why is he...
It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird, yeah. I mean, but I think everyone's getting annoyed because, A, he sets the standards and stuff like that, and he's being a hypocrite because he's not living by his own standard.
Okay.
But I think, like... Basically, in society, we need to look up to, like, certain figures and stuff like that. I'm not saying everyone looks up to Lord Sewell.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, he's wearing a bra and a leather jacket.
Some people were, like, maybe, what's her name? Dame Edna.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, you know, like, as human beings, we need to have, like, some ideal, as a like, an icon to look up to and stuff. And a lot of the time, like, we have these sort of... We assume that someone's going to be... like superhuman, or they're going to have like Beyonce, or whatever. Going to have all human beings are fallible. All human beings have got flaws and stuff like that.
Okay.
But then we don't seem to accept that because we need to have like a sort of beacon of what sort of person we should follow.
What are you saying? Like Jesus, the reason we had Jesus and stuff in the first place. So like, we didn't know how to be, so we need someone to show us how to be. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And when that person messes up, we get annoyed at them for it.
Yeah, but Jesus might have been fallible as well. He might have had his faults. He might have sniffed bike seats or I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? God knows what he did behind closed doors.
Yeah,
might have a sandal fetish.
Exactly.
You never know. Do you know what I mean? You might have had stuff stashed in that beard.
But do you know what? Someone told me the other day.
Yeah.
He actually did have a weird thing.
Go on.
He made prostitutes wash his dry his feet with their hair.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. It's in the Bible.
That's like in something from Coming to America.
It is, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? The royal shoes are clues. The royal shoes are clean, your highness.
Yeah.
Do you mean when she cleans his penis with a mouse?
Yeah, with a mouse.
With a mouse. Sorry, with a mouse. Just scrubbing someone's penis with a mouse. Oh, sorry. Oh wow. So give me your news, Andy. What have you got?
I've got a lot of animal-based news this week.
What is this animal thing you got going on here?
Do you know what? I can tell you, but it'd be boring.
Yeah,
I'm doing an animation about a Vietnam vet who's an actual vet.
Okay, right.
Who saves animals in the Vietnam War. So since then, I've become quite interested in animals.
Okay, fine.
And all the stuff they get up to.
Okay, cool. Right, go on and give
right.
some.
So okay,
this isn't animal facts.
No, it's not facts. That's another part of the show.
Okay, right. Okay, fine.
Right. Okay, so a dolphin had to be put down after it got sunburn.
Why? How? What's it doing?
I don't know. It just misloved the sun.
Well, what? Go on. Go
I didn't have any much for that because I was rushed this morning.
What do you mean?
That's it for that one.
Well, how did it get burned?
I don't know. I have to find out. I didn't read that much further now.
Can someone of our listeners please go online now and just check and Google, is that real, yeah?
Yeah.
And Google, Dolphin got sunburned.
Yeah.
And tell us.
It had to be put down.
It's an interactive show. You tell us the news that we have to read out because we can't be bothered or Andy can't bother to like go beyond the headline.
You did hard work for us.
Yeah.
Okay, another one.
How does your needle on Fubar Radio? Lazy as shit. So, go on, another
I've got
one.
I've got another one. Okay, I've got another one,
go
which
on.
Is very similar. Didn't read too far into it.
Go on.
But then I've got the last one I've got some more information about.
Okay, go on.
Right, this one. A guy ran over 9 ducks with his lawnmower.
Why?
I don't know, but do you know what?
What are you reading? Sorry, what are you reading?
I don't know. I saw it on the internet, but he was actually feeding them before he ran them over.
What, so he like, what, luring them with it? Like here,
Yeah. And then he literally got on his lawnmower, one of those sort of like straight story ones, you know, of a...
Go on you go.
Sit on. Ran them over.
Get the seeds, get the...
Yeah.
Did he like kill them all?
Yeah, they died. His neighbour saw it, and he's got the title of Bastard of the Year.
Bastard of the Year?
Yeah.
Wow. That's, you put that on your CV.
Yeah.
I was Bastard of the Year 2015 for running over some ducklings.
Yeah.
Maybe it was him. Maybe he was behind the dolphin getting sunburn.
Yeah.
If he's got a sunbed, maybe he sort of went and got one and just sort of... Popped it on there. Come here. What did they do? Yes, there you go. Ah, I got you.
And then there's another one as well. This is pretty good one. I've got more information on this one.
Yeah.
A killer whale got stranded on some rocks and some seals laughed at it.
Really?
Yeah.
They're quite intelligent, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'll read it out, okay? I've read that bit. She got into the awkward and deadly predicament after trying to snare a seal on the north coast of British Columbia on Wednesday. Lucky for her, Cetacea Lab scientists and other volunteers were alerted to her situation and came to help. After creating a MacGyver-type water pump...
Who did? The whale?
The scientists.
Right. Okay, fine.
Hopefully they all have the same hair as MacGyver. They were able to prevent the 9-year-old from drowning during a low tide. She cried often, which tore at our hearts. But as the time came up, there were many cheers as this whale was finally free. The Whale Point Environmental Group wrote in a message on Facebook. The whale got away in the end.
Yeah, go on. Wait.
It ended with the whale swimming off to a pod after being stuck on the rock for 8 hours. Not everyone was concerned for her safety, though, as a bunch of seals she was hunting were apparently laughing at her.
Really?
Yeah.
Evil little sods.
But they were about to get eaten and stuff, and you know, so you would.
Yeah, you'd be
if someone was like your predator was coming after you and got stuck on a rock, you'd laugh, wouldn't you?
Yeah, come on then, come on, big boy, come on then.
Yeah.
Come get us if you can. I'll get you. Oh, help, help. Ha ha, there you go. Look at you.
Taunting.
Stupid. It's the free willy, whatever you call it. Hey, that dolphin thing. Dolphins are supposed to be smart.
Yeah.
I don't know how did it get sunburned?
Should have put sun cream on, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
It should have known to put sun cream on.
I wonder if there's like, if you're a really lazy journalist, you could then do a story the next day. Some dolphin gets suntan.
What?
Because it calms down, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm applying some after sun lotion. Yeah.
It's now
a nice, healthy tan.
It's now bronzed up to shit.
Yeah.
And it's swimming about the ocean.
Have you got any news?
Yeah, I have, actually. You thought yours was big. Check this out.
Go on.
There's been a new Earth. There's been a new Earth found.
Really?
I didn't really, again, didn't look into like yours, but yeah, this is actually a true thing. It's called Kepler, like, 5 or something. It's basically a new planet that's got all the stuff that we've got, like, I don't know, land, water. Mm. But, like, so, we've got that here. I don't understand what the big deal is.
I think it's because in the future we might possibly have to travel there, or we can maybe communicate with them.
But like, what are they going to be alien? Imagine. I wish we'd found something where it's not like ours. That seems more exciting.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we've got here? Yeah, there's that, but more. Really? Wow! Look at this water. Jesus.
It might be exactly the same, but apparently it's like it's 1.5 times bigger than ours. So maybe everything's the same, just a little bit bigger.
Whoa!
Like Monster Munch grab packs will be massive.
Oh my God, you're right. Wow, imagine seeing a slightly bigger version of us.
Yeah.
A normal-sized version of you.
Imagine having to play basketball against
buff.
Them.
Oh my God, yeah, you'd never win it, would you?
No, it'd be well annoying.
I was thinking about this, actually. I was thinking about, like, how will it be, like, say, okay, what will the laws do? Because in America, it's illegal to touch an alien, isn't it? That's, like, in the law.
Yeah, or even talk to it.
You'd have to go, no, I can't, I'm sorry, no, listen, don't, I'm going to get arrested, I can't have this.
Even that's too much.
You can't go, no.
You just shake your head and with your hands folded.
But even that's communicating with it.
Are you right?
You've got to just turn your... You've got to be arrogant as hell to it.
Yeah. No. You probably think that Earth guys are well arrogant. I'm
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But imagine, because you know we've just found it now. Can you imagine? I wouldn't be surprised if, like, we flew out there. I reckon they're all, if there is another, like, creatures like us who understand us, do you reckon they looked at us and go, nah, they found us. Yeah, they found us. The game's up. I can't believe this. I reckon they look down at us because we're, like, messing this planet up.
Mm.
Shit, they found it. Yeah, they're coming. They're coming. Damn it.
But they might be worse than us, I think. They could be worse.
No way.
They might be even more evil and messed up.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Like, doing what?
I don't know, like... Ooh, fox, I don't know, like fox hunting with a...
Yeah, but like, yeah, what's the worst thing we could do?
I don't know what, I had an idea, basically. I thought, like, I was thinking this, but it's because, like, this planet's kind of got some evil aspects to it, hasn't it?
Yeah,
but,
yeah, loads.
You know, like, but I thought of a foolproof way to escape a pack of dogs, right?
Okay.
Say a pack of dogs were chasing me.
Yeah.
I was simply going to sellotape some foxes to me.
Yeah.
Just walk out there, they'd be wanting to touch me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
fox
idea.
Fox hunting ban. But now, could David, what's he called?
Cameron.
I said David Blaine then.
David Blaine, the Prime Minister, yeah. Go on.
David Cameron's like, what's it called? He's trying to put the hunting ban back on, isn't he?
What do you mean? He's trying to what? Saying that we can
hunt
foxes?
They reintroduce the hunting of foxes.
What? Say,
you so haven't heard
what?
This?
I know, you're saying he's going to lift the ban.
The ban on the hunting of foxes.
Yeah.
David Blaine is going to unban it.
That's what I'm saying, lift the ban.
Yeah.
Why? He likes it.
Well, it's quite complicated, and it's not going to sound interesting.
That's ridiculous.
To talk about it.
I was thinking of another thing about this other planet, yeah, with these aliens. What is it going to happen, right? Because there's going to have to be new laws introduced. If they look like us and they sound like us, but they are aliens, if one of them comes over here, yeah, and you sleep with one of the aliens, like a woman, but it's an alien, what happens? Because, like, it's out of your species. So if you were to do it, would you be done for having sex at all? Because, like, you know when a dog tries to hump you?
Yeah.
What's that? That's like another species having sex with you. If you have sex with a dog, yeah, in this country, that's bestiality. It's illegal, right?
Yeah, but a dog, so, but yeah, but people try, don't they? And nothing gets produced.
No, what I'm saying, but that is bestiality and that's illegal.
Yeah.
So having sex with an alien, would you go down for it?
Yeah, probably.
Would the alien be seen as a victim, even though it's got? How do we define when it's they? Because how do we know that, like,
they might have laws as well at their thing.
Yeah, but we're going to have to meet in the middle. Like, look, how's that going to work?
Yeah.
Like, if dogs hump our leg, yeah, we say that's fine. But they could know what they're doing. But if we do the same to a dog, we go down to prison.
Yeah. Dude, what you're saying is you reckon a dog should be arrested as well?
Yeah, get dogs in jail.
Yeah.
Stop them all this hunting.
Exactly.
It's out of order. But what will happen? Also, fame. What will happen there? Like,
because
they could be like us, but better. So all our achievements throughout all of history could just be like...
Nothing.
In the Olympics this year, it'd be like, and he's jumped 10 metres, which is good for this world. But, you know, it's not as good as a wang-a-wing-a-wang from the other thing. But, you know, well done to him. Not bad for a human.
Yeah, exactly. We look at condescended upon.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, Kanye West and, like, Madonna. I reckon, like, they feel like we've conquered this planet.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows this. Justin Bieber, 65 million hits or whatever, or followers on Twitter. Like, they're a bit well pissed off if, like, they found out there's a load of famous people there. They have to conquer that planet now.
Yeah. The race will be on to be famous there.
Yeah, and also, I bet you'll get hipsters going, oh, I don't like music on this planet. I only like it on Kelpar 452.
Yeah.
What it's called.
But the thing is, I don't think I would be that bothered. I don't know why. Because, like, say if a lot of dogs loved you, yeah? You wouldn't sort of get arrogant about that. It's the same thing. Or, like, if someone says, oh, I'm really big in Japan, I go, I don't care. It's like that's like an alien thing. Do you know what I mean? Does that sound bad? But, like,
no.
I'd like to be sort of known in my, in your sort of, at least your species, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But, like, to be famous, like, in another country is like, if someone at a party said, I'm really big in Germany, like, Tasselhoff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, so? Yeah. It doesn't mean anything here. It's got no power here.
No, that's true.
It'd be, you don't want to give a hoot.
No, you wouldn't. Right, I'm going to have a song now.
It's weird, sure. Right, it's a song. What is it?
It's Enola Gay by OMD.
Ooh.
was nice, wasn't it?
That was lovely. What was that?
OMD.
OMD?
Yep.
What does that mean?
I think it's all orchestral manoeuvres in the dark.
Oh, right. I thought it was OMG.
What?
OMG.
That's Oh My God.
Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Hello there. Welcome back to Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio, as you heard. Now, what are you going to say, Andy?
I was going to say what we've got coming up next is a man called Trent.
A man called Trent. Now, I've been out in the streets of Hackney recently, and I met a lovely man called Trent, right? And as you know, I'm a bit of a sort of saviour figure, aren't I, you know? Bit of a sort of Jesus type.
Like Jesus, yeah. Going around getting prostitutes to dry your feet with the hair.
Well, no, not so much that. I might get him to do that later if this doesn't work. But, you know, I've gone out there. I think the thing that annoys me is there's a lot of youths out there. We all like to be cool, but we're not, are we? You know, we're 32.
Why do you keep bringing us down, mate?
Because, like, we need to be honest with ourselves. Look at you.
Look at
me.
You pathetic man.
Pathetic hair, silly little clothes, you silly little man. So basically, I've been out there. I thought, basically, I want these guys to get their voices heard. You know, he's young, he's lived he's been in London for his whole life. He's never got out of there. So I thought, this guy needs to have his voice heard. You know, I want to be the new Rick Edwards.
Right.
Yeah? You know what I mean?
That's what to aspire to, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. He is a big chunky man who can, like, you know, get these youth voices heard on issues that matter. So I said, come on here. I've given him a little foot on the ladder to show business.
Oh, yeah? That's good
of you. Isn't it nice of me?
Very nice, yeah.
Any ladies listening? That's the sort of thing I do. So I've thought he can come on here and he can tell us what's been going on, the word on the street. It's Trent. How you doing, Trent?
What's up, guys? What's up?
How you doing, man?
What's up, Andy?
How's it going, man? You good?
Yeah, it's good. By the way, you're both cool.
Oh, yes, mate. Thank you.
Yes. So, and how old are you?
I knew it.
I'm 25. I'm getting a bit old now. But I'm 25, yeah.
Sick. So, I said a cool word there. Sick.
Yeah, sort of. Like last year it was good, but not now. You're getting me.
Yeah. So Trent,
what's good to say this year?
Oh, well, it changes all the time. Every week there's a different thing to say, really. So, but, I don't know, they used to say heavy back in the day.
Heavy.
And they say sick. Heavy, yeah, thanks, heavy.
You could not describe Andy Needle as heavy. He's about 6'10".
No, I'm heavy, mate. I'm heavy.
Yeah, I know. Well, basically, anything that's bad is usually good, so you can just make one up now. Like, you could just say anything you want.
Could you say, oh, that is hummus, dude? I just looked at some hummus and that's sort of stuck in my head.
That's terrible.
Because hummus sort of divides people, does it, or not?
No,
it does divide people, but it's not technically bad. Like, I wouldn't say, oh, I saw that hummus today.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I'd say I feel crap, I feel bad, you know?
Because sometimes people go past me and go, you're shit, mate. Are they secretly saying you're wicked?
Probably not. Probably just saying you're shit, which is a bit harsh.
Right.
But, you know,
okay.
You can't please everyone.
When they shout out, goon, lanky goon, oi, idiot. What are they saying? Sexy man, cool.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yes.
If anyone says that to you, give them a hug. Just saying for love, man.
Give him a hug with my fist. No, I'm joking.
Hey, look, yeah. When I went down the street, like, because a lot of people like go like this.
Yes, they look.
Do you
at
get that?
I get it. When I went to Notting Hill Carnival, all the guys and the girls were both going, all kissing at me.
Just as I go past, they go.
I think they worship me.
But it didn't feel as if they're being nice.
Does it?
Well, you know, it's complete opposite. In fact, actually, they just find you annoying. That's what it means.
What?
Like, what's this guy doing here? Why is he here? He's so annoying.
People find me annoying.
Surprisingly, I know. I don't think you're annoying though. It's fine. It's called kissing your teeth.
That's like looking in your own eye.
It's a bit weird. You can't technically kiss your teeth, but that's what it's called. Yeah.
So they try and get so in a way to show me that I'm annoying, they try and get off with themselves with their own teeth.
Yeah, it's like that's basically what they're saying. So it's very, very weird. It's a complicated game out here, man. Both need to learn. Things are moving so quick. You need to stay in touch, you know.
Yeah. Like a handbook or something.
The world moves on, doesn't it? People in my day, they used to say, "Oi, knobhead," but now they start kissing themselves to show you their annoyance. It's really
people were just wanking off in the street to show their annoyance.
Yeah, he's really annoyed that man with his pants around his ankles. Look at him.
No, he's trying to be fisting himself.
Sorry.
If someone does that, that's not a good sign.
That's something else, isn't it?
Actually. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't get involved with that.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Trent, what do you want to call this show? I'm not going to lie to you. So you have come up with a name for this, haven't you? For this little section.
It's ingenious.
Your name's Trent. What did you want to call this section? We're taking your view on certain topics. What is it called?
We're going to go for 2020 Vision.
Vision. That is really good. 2020 Vision.
Yeah, I've got to shout out Jamie. Jamie's the guy called Jamie made up that. He's that great at thinking of names. So, yeah, I've got to shout him out for that one.
Jamie, big up yourself.
Yeah, big up to Jamie. But yeah, it's basically looking through the world through unpleasant eyes.
Through Trent.
So
tell us, what big stuff has been going on this week? Blow our heads off, Trent. Not, you know, in a nice way.
Well, not much has happened this week, but there's something I do think I need to explain to all of you, because I don't use you both. Not, are you from London?
No,
we're from Leeds.
North, mate.
Outsiders. Yeah. I know you're crazy up there as well, but...
Oh, London, we're mad. You couldn't...
Harrogate is mental.
You'd be lucky if someone kisses a teeth fighter, you get... I don't know. Exactly. It's a bit worse, but go on.
Yeah, sorry. So, I was ridiculed at work, right, by everyone at work, for something that I thought was quite a normal thing, and right, I just want to share that to everybody. I've never seen a pig. Not in real life, I hadn't seen a pig. I think that's a normal thing.
You what met you a pig? Think? Hang on, let's just slow this down. You met a pig?
No, wait, he hasn't seen one yet. No, he hasn't.
I have met one, but I was ridiculed at work for not seeing one, which I thought was quite out of order.
What sort of ridicules are going on at your work for not seeing pigs? You haven't seen a pig! That's a bit weird.
But also, are they talking about in the flesh, or are they talking about, like, you haven't seen Babe Pig in the City? You haven't seen this, literally, I haven't seen one.
He ain't seen Babe. Everyone's seen Babe all the time.
You're aware what a pig was?
Yeah, you didn't meet one face to face, sort of thing.
I met one face to face. I did. So, and that was basically, I was ridiculed at work. They laughed at me. They called me all sorts of names because I hadn't seen a pig. So I went to the farm and I saw a pig.
Right. What you thought? I'm not having this. Yeah, right, I'll show
sick
you.
Of this.
You idiots. Right. I'll be back in an hour. I'm going to look to pick. Right, I've just got to see one. So screw you lot.
It had to be done. So yeah.
So what did you learn? Well, I mean, what was the pig saying?
Yeah. What did he get on?
Well, the pig was the minor thing, because I've been to a farm before, but it was just disgusting. It smelled like it smelled of things I can't even explain. There was pigeons all over the shop, just getting free meal.
Those were.
Pigeons. Flocking.
Oh, there really?
Pigeons all over. Yeah, it wasn't a farm. It was more like, sort of like, I don't know, it's like a tramp's world. Like, it was just animals everywhere eating
people. Hang
on,
where was this?
Oh, only Hackney City Farm, but...
Oh, you know, right.
The rural landscape of Hackney City Farm.
Exactly, and you know, I don't know, disrespect to Hackney City Farm. Maybe it's just how farms are, but it wasn't for me.
So did you go in and say, look, oh, this place is a mess. Mm. There's a bloody poo everywhere.
I did. I thought,
kicked
they're
off.
There to clean up. You know, surely farm people, they clean up poo and stuff, but there's just poo lying all over the shop, you know, like animals running for their dear lives. It was a mess.
That's and ridiculous.
Yeah, basically.
So do you feel better now for meeting a pig?
Well, it was an experience, to be honest, because I've never known how big they were. That shocked me quite a lot.
Right.
You know, and scary as well. You see, like, Peppa Pig, it seems so innocent, but that's not really what a pig's like, is it, really? So,
no.
And also, other pigs. I just didn't expect it to be like that. It was quite an experience for me.
Did you expect it to talk like Babe, and you were sort of slightly disappointed? Because I get that. I think my mind's been warped by Disney films, and when they don't talk to me, I think, arrogant.
Mm.
Well, I didn't want to talk. I thought if it talked to me, it'd probably be rude. See, they're quite aggressive animals, so I was just like, I want it to talk to me, I don't want to look at me. It was looking at me as well, in quite an aggressive way.
You went all the way to the farm and said, don't look at me?
Yeah, I had to know. They were giving me, this is how it is in the hood. You don't let people look at you like that.
No, they're just looking at you too.
Even pigs.
I've had this before, like with a goat. It seemed as if the goat was coming onto me. Like, it was giving me like a weird look in its eye, honestly.
Really?
I really felt as if it was, like...
Well, you got, like, sexual... What, really?
I didn't get aroused, but I felt as if it was coming on to me.
How did it suggest that?
No, I wasn't aroused myself, but, like, what I'm saying is, like, I can see why a farmer would think, it's coming on to me, I'm going to do something with this.
Would the farmers
do that? No, they might think it's a consensual relationship. Not all farmers, I'm just saying, like, some people... there's people who do bestiality, isn't there?
Yeah, of course.
I can see why, if a goat's looking at a guy, he's like, wait a second, what's going on here? And yeah. I can see, you know.
Okay, you basically felt the pull.
There was a weird connection between me and that goat.
Right, was it charismatic?
It's not just about the look. You don't just get the eye. They need to consent properly. You know, you can't just see someone looking at you and go, oh, no, they want to have sex.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right, Trent. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I need to sort of have a little conversation, see if you get on.
Yeah.
Then see where things go.
Take it slow.
Wait, get some second. Food, take it out, you know, stroke it. Not too bad. Just a nice stroke.
Yeah. I wasn't up for it, so it didn't happen.
Oh, good. Listen.
The goat is missing out.
Right, okay. So, listen, Trent, we've well done on meeting a pig. It's not exactly what I thought was going to... I thought we were going to have some sort of, like, hard-hitting street talk about, I don't know, the government, about how they're getting you down. But no, we've had that. So I'm going to quiz you about... Have you heard that there's a new planet, Trent? They've found a new planet like Earth.
Oh, I've heard about it, but I don't know much. You know,
what do you think about that? I'm putting you on the spot.
I think it's a lie, and I don't believe in it.
Really? Conspiracy theorist?
I need to see proof. I need a person from that planet to come and see me and say, look, I live on a planet, it's called this, and, you know, have a conversation with me. I don't believe in just pictures.
Would you like to meet, like, a pig from outer space?
Yeah, I would, actually. Hopefully they're not as rude as the ones on our Earth, to be honest. Because
maybe they're a bit more friendly.
Maybe they're a bit more sexier, because, you know...
sexy pigs? Did you say sexy?
Well, yeah, because these are the ones who fight the animals. You've got goats after your pigs, you know.
Maybe they've got lipstick.
Yeah.
They're out of international look, you know?
A horny space pig.
It might have just looked like a nice way about them.
Yeah, it's a nice little... Yeah, because Babe had a nice little hairdo. Also, what do you think about... Have you seen this Lord Sewell? He'd been sniffing drugs and dressing in a biker jacket and a bra. Have you seen him?
To be honest, I have seen it. And
have you ever done that?
I've never done it, but if I had the money to, I'd think about it, you know?
I'd love it if you had an excuse like, listen, this looks bad. I was literally on my motorbike on the way home when my jacket popped open. I realised my bra had fallen on and some coke had blown in my nose. Yeah. Oh, no.
You never tried a bra on before?
Yeah, we all have, mate.
We all dressed as women and walked around our room.
No, I haven't gone that far, but I'm just saying, you've always been, you know, sometimes you wonder these things, and I don't blame us for trying on a bra.
It seems like he's up for a laugh.
I'd really like to, honestly, if someone gave me the opportunity, I'd like to, like, change race and change gender for a day. I've always said, if I had the amount of money and power that Michael Jackson had, it's dangerous, because I go on a whim, I will end up with a vagina.
Yeah, you will.
I swear down.
What do you want to be, like a big black woman?
Yeah, maybe. I'd like to be a multiracial big black man woman.
What would your name be?
Oh, God. It would probably have to be something like... I like androgynous names like Stevie, but for a girl.
Oh, yeah. I love that, like Jean.
You've not got enough attitude. That's not a black girl's name.
Billy for a girl. Not Billy Piper, but like a street
with, like, an eye.
Yeah, Billy.
Not you, it needs to be a bit more, you know, in your face.
What, like Chantel?
Chantel, yeah.
Now we're getting there. Sexy, you know. Yeah.
Things, no one's going to go for that. But I just like that. Honestly, do you ever have that? I have whims so much that, like, I couldn't be trusted, because sometimes I think I'd like a vagina today. I'd like have a look at it, I'd go for a walk. But the next day I think I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, I'm sick of this.
I'm sick of this vagina. I wish it would just go away.
Yeah. But
you can't be sick of a vagina. Vagina's a vagina, aren't they? You can't.
Yeah,
but you might miss the willy. You might miss the, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is a grown-up conversation.
Yeah.
Can't miss the willy. Can't miss the vagina. I love the vagina.
Willies, I just feel like willies sometimes get in the way.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, if you're doing, like,
really,
like, aggressive
sports. It's not very neat, is it?
It's not. No. There's somewhere to tuck in. Yeah, mine's all over the shop.
I'm not being disrespectful to anyone here, but,
no,
like, I was just thinking, you know, like, say if you're hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
And you have, like, a willy and a vagina.
Yeah.
If like, you're doing, like, a sports, you could sort of put the thing into the vagina, just keep it safe.
Yeah, it's like your own little pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite clever.
It's not clever. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What if you got
you could have impregnate yourself by accident.
Whoa. Imagine it'd have all your genes. You could have your own baby.
But it might be like
for it to go inside you to the point where you can impregnate yourself, it'd have to be, you know, in a different form than you'd expect. It'd have to be, you couldn't bend it, basically. You couldn't drop it.
No, you're right, because then it goes all stiff. This is getting pure.
Listen, Trent, thanks for that. I hope the listeners have been enlightened by that. So we've had a man who's met a pig, and that's and you've learned that, you know, maybe we might get a vagina one day.
And you like coats and pigs as well.
That's right, mate.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have a song now.
We have a song now, Trent. But thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah.
And
thank you so much.
Thank me later. Thank me later.
Yeah.
I will.
Nice work.
Cheers, Trent.
Seriously, get me a pint.
See you later, guys.
See you later, mate. Johnny left the beach. I'll go feel dry. What are you doing, Richard?
Sorry, I'm floundering around trying to find my little seat that I'd put in the corner. I went to sit down, nearly fell over. Like right. A Burke. I can still hear the music, is that alright?
Yeah, it's fade enough, mate. It's fade enough. Professional, isn't it?
It's gone!
Yeah.
Welcome back to How to See a Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, we've got some emails here.
Oh, go on.
I'm not going to lie to you, I don't understand some of them.
Okay, cool, we've got some
but
weird
maybe
listeners.
You can make more sense of them.
Okay.
Alright, so hey Richard and Andy, I was thinking, if the devil punishes bad guys, doesn't that make him good?
The devil punishes bad...
Does he punish bad guys?
Oh my god! Hang on, yeah, because that Hitler goes there, doesn't he? So he's sort of like, yeah.
Yeah, so he's doing a good job, isn't he?
Yeah, he's alright! Hang on, yeah...
Maybe God punishes bad guys and sends him to the devil.
And then what does the devil should be
the
like?
The devil's just there, and you're like, oh,
yeah, but if the devil
hell,
was like,
one.
If the devil was like, you know, about it, he'd like get back to Earth, mate. Send him back up.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Despite God.
Yeah, or it's like, no, I think it's been a mistake. I think you're up there, mate.
Surely God, would say like, come on in and like, what have you been doing? Come
try and help him. This is the thing, basically. Like, if we, I'm meant to have empathy for other human beings and try and help people who've got problems, like Lord Sewell does coke and stuff. Yeah. Like, clearly, maybe he's not happy. Like, why is God just going, no, get him down? God, yeah. I'm not happy. I can't be asked for that. Go on down.
You've been looking at that porn. Get down there.
Yeah, you wouldn't go. Look, just maybe there's a reason why you're doing this. Let's talk it through.
Yeah, you can't just be like, you shouldn't be putting that into a man. Get down there. It should be like, you're all welcome.
Yeah, welcome one and all.
More emails, please.
Yep. All right. Did you know it takes longer to say www than World Wide Web? From Paul.
Yes.
I did know that.
Yeah, weird. Did you know that?
Yeah, but thanks for asking.
So what do you say? Do you say, find us at World Wide Web or FUBAR Radio? Or do you say www?
No, I don't say FUBARradio.com.
Okay, good idea. Yeah, I don't even say it anymore.
No.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to email us, it's hardestinandneedle@foodbarradio.com.
Yes, there we go.
www at the start.
There we go. Oh, a waste of time.
Yep.
Waste of time. Go on, and what else we got?
I've got another one.
Go on.
This one, I can't be bothered to think of the answer.
Go on.
But thanks for emailing in anyway. I was thinking the other day, is the colour blue I see the same colour you may see? That's from Tom.
That's a good point. It depends. Depends what shade it is. Clever answer there from me.
Well, not really, because...
No.
No.
Isn't it? Depends what blue he's looking at. If he's looking at like...
If he's looking at a different blue to you, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't say you're looking at the same one,
you might be looking at the sky, you might be looking at like, I don't know, like the front of a Rice Krispies packet.
Exactly. Got to be on the ball. Be specific with your questions.
Be specific, Tom.
Yes, Tom. Go home,
all right,
Tom.
Hi, Richard and Andy. This is from James. I just found out the movie Toy Story came out 20 years ago. WTF!
Please don't say that. That's not true.
Yeah.
That is not true. Is it?
Yeah.
I feel sick.
Mm.
That just came out like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, 20.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that is depressing. Listen, I'm going to have to move on. So, we've got an amazing guest in today.
Yeah.
Me and Andy have got so many questions, or at least I've got loads.
Yeah.
Andy's got one as well. No, I'm so excited. I basically contacted you on Facebook, didn't I, the other day?
That's right, yeah.
It's David King.
Yeah.
Welcome. He runs a thing called... It's called Breaking Convention.
That's right, yeah. We're a UK charity that's primarily responsible for putting on a biennial conference. That's every 2 years on psychedelic consciousness, culture and clinical science.
Amazing. Cool. So what does that mean, just for people at home? That's like mushrooms, LSD?
Yeah, that's right. We're interested in the ways in which different cultures around the world use these altered states, how they conceptualize them, how they fit them into their medical models, and how they're really going to fit into the future of our own society.
Amazing. And so obviously everyone knows over here they're illegal, aren't they? So
yeah,
LSD.
Presently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why? That really infuriates me, annoys me. It's like, this is a thing that grows out of the ground. And it helps people. So tell us, why are they illegal in this country?
Well, it's a shame that you have so many questions, because they've all got very long answers.
Okay. in the smallest possible way, but also whatever you need to do to explain.
Well, it's difficult. I mean, if you look at the psychedelics, it's interesting, because what you're looking at is a sort of anti-drug machine that has been running for more than 50 years. It's had millions of people involved, politicians, doctors, media, the military, law enforcement, and you've had so many different motives that people that are driving people to participate in this anti-drug rhetoric, that it's difficult to give a particular answer as to why they were legal. What we can say out of many things is that the Nixon administration believed that demonization of these drugs, the psychedelics and cannabis, was an effective way of causing mass distrust and disempowerment of the groups, causing that administration the most stress. those who were challenging the conventional hierarchies of power upon which government and large-scale societies depend.
Yeah.
So these groups were the anti-Vietnam activists,
black-right
activists and stuff like this. So by sort of mass banning something that all of these people participated in, it was an effective tool to suppress those...
To demonise those people.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, cannabis had a long history, decades before that, of being used, or cannabis prohibition being used as a sort of act of racial oppression in terms of black jazz musicians and Mexican migrants and so far.
Sure. Okay, because these things seem to like bring us more together, things like psychedelics. So I don't understand why they wouldn't want that. What's the motive behind that? Demonising it, do you know what I mean?
Well, it's at this point, it's a different story to how it was 50 years ago. My colleague Ben Sesser often says that what we're looking at now is the result of the most virulent and persistent and effective propaganda campaign that the world has ever seen.
Right, okay.
For 50 years, we've been told absolute nonsense about psychedelics.
Yeah, shit, isn't it?
And people really believe this. You can train as a psychiatrist now and never once hear that for 20 years psychiatry was obsessed with psychedelics as the next big thing.
Yeah, I've seen that. They tried to cure schizophrenics and cure psychopaths as well.
Yeah.
Because if you're a psychopath and you don't really feel any emotion or anything like that, I'm pretty sure if you give them a whopping great hit of LSD, they're going to feel something.
Yeah, but that's thing about psychopaths. It's not that they don't feel emotion. They just have different, their brain receptors to different things than we do.
Okay, sure.
But yeah.
Psychopathy is an interesting one, actually. I've got tons of examples of how psychedelics can be incredibly useful at treating tons of different disorders. Sociopathy appears to be one where they're not very effective. There was a study done up in Canada where they had a whole bunch of sociopaths who came in and they were there for many weeks and they had these huge group LSD sessions and everyone was participating together.
Loads of psychos off the heads on LSD.
That's right, all
Jesus.
In a room together. I mean, would you feel comfortable supervising that?
Imagine
not
that.
Sure if I would.
It's in the corner, in loads of military gear. Right, stay back.
And sorry, at the end of it, they gave these people psychometric tests, and they said, "Hey, they're better. These people have empathy. They understand people's emotions. They're responding in the correct way." And then they went, they released them out into the public, and they started committing more crimes because what they had learned through LSD was how to mimic empathic behavior.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Psychopath test.
Yeah.
Is it mentioned in that?
Yeah, I think it's mentioned. Yeah. Because normally it's the people, the amount of reoffending that psychopaths go back into society is 60%.
Right.
But in that case, it was 80%.
Yeah.
Well, actually went
that's interesting,
up.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Wowzers.
But also, do you think that's linked to... So do you think there's any link between, if someone's a psychopath and... well, basically, in that book, they say that psychopaths tend to rarely dream, and when they do, it's in black and white. Whereas schizophrenics, for example, dream, really vivid dreams in colour and stuff.
You have two dreams, probably.
But what's the link there, do you think, between... Because obviously psychedelics, awaken some kind of,
part of the mind.
Yeah.
Well, I think what psychedelics do... There are so many different models for describing precisely what they do.
Yeah, how do psychedelics work? And what is going on when we're tripping balls?
Well, it depends who you ask. If you ask a neuroscientist like Robin Carhart Harris or David Nutt at Imperial, what they'll say is that what you're seeing is a reduction of blood flow to a part of the brain called the default mode network, which is a connector hub that sort of it's kind of analogous to the psychological construct of the ego. Some people say.
So the ego breaks down. We're chatting about this earlier.
Exactly. Yeah, you get a reduction of activity in this default mode network, but you also get a concurrent increase in connectivity across the brain.
Okay, because the brain's in two parts, isn't it? The right-hand part of your brain deals with your ego and your personality, right?
I think I think there's still a certain amount of debate as to how much difference there is between the two hemispheres.
Okay, fine.
But I mean, there are lots of different ways of looking at it. For me, I think the most important and the most reliable thing that psychedelics do is cause a migration of material from ordinarily non-conscious domains into consciousness.
So okay.
What I mean is that we become conscious of things that we cannot be conscious of ordinarily because we don't know how to pay attention to them.
Sure.
Or we aren't aware.
So are those visions we see, are they going on now in this room and we tap into them? Or are they, you know what I mean, when you're seeing the walls breathing, you're seeing all this stuff, is that in your mind or in your eyes? I don't understand what...
I think what you're saying is are we tapping into a spiritual plane, or do you feel as if there's just all this stuff is in our minds.
In our minds.
Well, I'm not sure what the difference is, really.
Yeah, it's a good point. Everything's on our minds, isn't it?
But there's an ayahuasca researcher called Steve Bayer, who I saw him give a talk years ago. And he was trying to remind everyone that we are in that visionary state now. And he gave a passage from a book. I can't remember the details. This talk hasn't popped into my head for many years. But in it, there's a king and there's a lowly servant. And the lowly servant is given all these visions by the angels. And the king says, how come you get the angels? How come you get the visions? Mm-hmm. I'm the king. And this lowly servant says, well, they do speak to you. You just don't know how to listen.
Mm. Okay. So if you can just tap into it. But like, say if you're blind,
Yeah. Okay.
And you're seeing... what do you see if you're blind and you take really powerful hallucinogenics? Because are we seeing things from our past that we've seen before? Because you're not really, are you? When you take hallucinogenics, you see things that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
So what do they see if you're blind since birth and you take a hallucinogenic?
Blind from birth is an interesting one. The very early studies on psychedelics, especially LSD, were predominantly interested in the physiology. Mm-hmm. Some of them were. And so what they did were give people LSD and then try to correlate perceptual changes in the visual field with physiological changes in the eye.
Okay.
And so they hooked people up to something called an ERG, which is like an ECG, but it looks at the eye.
Okay.
And they found that there were these retinal changes that happened at the same time as people were having perceptual distortions. So this team called Krill, well, not this team called Krill, but led by a guy called Krill in 1963, took 24 blind patients.
Yeah.
Four of them were congenitally blind, so they've been blind since they were born, and 20 of them were you know, they'd acquired blindness, blindness at some point in their life. And they gave them LSD to see if these guys would have visions. Mm. And the four that were congenitally blind, that had never been able to see, didn't have any.
Nothing at all? Nothing. It didn't work?
Well, I mean, this is an interesting question, right? Because if you've never experienced vision, how do you know when you're seeing it?
Yeah.
It could well be that there was some information going on that they didn't understand as vision because they'd never experienced vision. That's very difficult to tell. But those people who had... experienced sight at some part of their lives, 14 out of those 20 reported complex visual hallucinations or visionary.
Is that because of our past memories that are coming back or something?
It's difficult to tell. I mean, you can break down that fairly enigmatic domain of the imagination into as many different subsections as you want, really.
Okay.
Because I thought that would kind of, not conclusively, but like probably prove that if a blind person was blind since birth and then they didn't see visions, that maybe we're not tapping into a spiritual domain, because why would the fact that someone, their eyes wouldn't work,
they're not able to see it,
what exclude them from being like part of that whole dimension? Well, but if you're saying that they're not, like the king thing that you were saying and stuff, like maybe people just haven't learned how to see those visions and things.
There is, I mean, I'm somewhat hesitant to speak about this one, because as far as I'm aware, it's just a single questionnaire-based paper.
Right.
So there hasn't been extensive research on this next one. But they found that a lot of people who were congenitally blind had been blind since birth, and so didn't have all the neural architecture ordinarily associated with visual processing, because that doesn't develop if you're blind.
Yeah,
it gets used
up
by other things. But these people, there were about 30 that were interviewed by Ring and Cooper, and they found that these people did have powerful visual phenomena during near-death experiences.
Wow. Mm.
So
okay, so it does activate.
That's
like DMT?
A different sort of element.
So DMT, DMT is illegal, right? That's the drug which is the most powerful thing. That's so powerful, isn't it? It's frightening.
Yeah.
It's like, take a hit on that and you go somewhere else. You close your eyes and you're not even here. You're like in another dimension or whatever. But that is illegal to buy. But DMT is in all our brains, right?
Yeah.
It's also in plants and things. So why is it illegal? It's what, basically, if you're listening, it's what gets released when you dream. When you have a dream, is that correct? Am I wrong?
That's been hypothesized. There's a lot of speculation about DMT, but it's quite possible that... we know that it's that INMT, which is an enzyme responsible for the production and release of DMT, is higher at certain parts of the life, especially the first 6 weeks. Mm. It's been hypothesized that the pineal gland produces and releases it, and it's related to sleeping and near-death experiences.
But it gets activated when you die.
Well, the evidence is still very inconclusive on that.
Really? Because that's the common thing on the internet. Everyone says, don't they?
Yeah, it's somewhat of a myth still.
Because I read that the Egyptians used to, that's why they took their brain out through their nose and stuff, because of...
Right, and it looks like the eye of Horus.
The eye of Horus, which is like the pineal gland, which is in the brain, which, and yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, sometimes when you do DMT, like, sometimes, the times I've done DMT, sometimes I've had quite positive experiences,
yeah.
And other times I've had quite, like, negative and, like, sort of scary, hellish ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, sometimes people have near-death experiences and, like, they start repenting and feeling sorry for... Not sorry, but they're worried about all the things in their lives.
Yeah.
And other people said it was amazing, but it wasn't their time to go.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just, like, the result of the DMT, like, in their brains being released.
Yeah, the two different versions of a near-death experience.
Because, I mean, sometimes, like, I basically, if I'd had a near-death experience rather than just take it... You know,
yeah.
Of my own accord.
Yeah.
If I had a bad trip or whatever you want to call it, if it was a near death experience, I'd be kind of like thinking, Jesus Christ, and I was a bad person.
Yeah.
I think, God, I need to, like, I just saw hell then, basically.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to go there. Yeah, true.
And maybe that's where the kind of heaven and hell, well, but possibly, I don't know.
It comes from. Is that a possibility? Is it rough?
Yeah, it's a possibility, sure.
okay. I mean, so tell us, like, what are, can they help depression as well, psychedelics?
Sure, I think
and not only depression but also addictions.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's good evidence that especially some psychedelics seem to be particularly good for this,
like ayahuasca and stuff.
Ayahuasca and ibogaine in particular. Yeah.
So explain what these things are, in a way that people understand, but not stuff like compound 5. Is that, you know, I mean, stuff like, I'm trying to explain. Yeah.
Okay, so ibogaine is a compound that's extracted from a root that grows in Africa,
yep.
In sort of central western Africa, and ayahuasca is a tea. It's a brew containing at least two plants, one of which contains DMT, and the other one contains something called an MAOI, which breaks down the enzyme that usually destroys DMT in the gut.
So it's like an inhibitor, basically.
Yeah, so it basically allows DMT to be orally active.
Sure, and also DMT only lasts normally about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and ayahuasca about 4 hours.
4 hours, yeah, I've done it. So go on, sorry. Yeah, so and how can these things...
It helps people with... It also helps people with, like, addictions, doesn't it, apparently?
Yeah, I mean, this year at Breaking Convention, we had research showing that psychedelics could help with PTSD, depression, alcoholism, nicotine addiction, opiate addiction, sociopathy, although, actually, interesting, that one came up earlier.
Yeah.
That talk, he couldn't make it in the end. I forget where I was up to. Post-traumatic stress disorder,
yeah, PTSD,
tons of different stuff, bipolar, you know, autism even, you know, thought.
I have bipolar disorder, I've been diagnosed, I've been on, like, loads of antidepressants, loads of stuff like that, but this really helped. Like, last year I drank it and I basically got to all the sort of negative thoughts I had that were in my head, I got to go back to me as a kid and tell myself it's alright, it's nothing to worry about, it's okay. But I didn't just say it in words, like, you know, if a doctor from an external source says to you, it's okay, you'll be okay, you're like, yeah, I can't really take that on, to be honest. It's just words. But when your body speaks to you from the inside, it's like, oh my God, I am actually okay. It's like suddenly feeling okay because your body said, it's okay, you're fine. And obviously you listen to your own brain because it's you. So it's not like, you know, you'd have to trust, it's not like you'd have to distrust yourself. Like, yeah, but I've said I'm okay, but am I okay? You've just, do you know what I mean? You've said that you're okay, so therefore you are.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. I got to, like, go back into the womb, like, right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you taken ayahuasca?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, and how did it... what's wrong with you? What was wrong with you? Did you get fixed? Were you a psychopath or something? What's happened?
There were a lot of things that I was hoping to sort of get through, and it broke things down into various pieces, and I started that whole path.
Wow.
A long way to go still. I won't get into
everyone
it
everyone does
now.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. But it's like Jeremy Callan here. Come on, let it out. Come on. Come on.
Well, the thing I was going to ask, actually, because me and Richard had an argument yesterday.
Yeah, we did. It was getting quite heated, wasn't it?
There was an article on the internet which said that
I won.
He did, actually.
But
there's an article which said that that psychedelics, there's no evidence to suggest that psychedelics affect mental illness or can cause mental illness.
Right.
To me, that just seems strange because I know lots of people. I know lots of people in my life that have taken psychedelic drugs, and they seem to be pretty messed up.
Yeah. So if you look at the statistics, then the general trend is that on average, people's psychological state doesn't get worse. And if you look at people on average,
yeah.
Then suicidality goes down. then depressive symptoms go down. Psychopathology generally becomes, you know, better. It's improved. Okay. But in individual cases, yes, you have people having negative reactions to these things.
Yeah.
Some of these people don't recover. Some of these people, it can trigger psychosis. Other people have incredibly frightening experiences and can be scarred for life or for many years. So in individual cases, yes, it can be very traumatic.
Because on average, you're saying like it's more beneficial.
Yeah, across the board, when you look at millions of patients, people are getting better.
Right, okay.
Because it's like, the thing is, say, I think it's, as long as you regulate it, it'd be okay. Because the thing that happens is you might end up getting PTSD from it because it's so shocking. It's like being blasted to another room and you're going, you'd be scared because you're not used to that. So it's like the most horrific experience of your life. Even though if someone said, look, this is going to happen, don't worry about it. The walls are going to melt and you're going to, the idea of you won't know who you are. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, for example, let's say, like, I've done acid a few times. Yeah. And I thought, I've done it a few times, but then maybe like the fourth time.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine, but then, like, everything was all right. Like, you know, I was coping with everything. But the next day, when it wore off, I was depressed for, like, 2 months. Like, the most depressed I've ever been my whole life.
How would you explain that, just so we can... This is really interesting to us. What could cause things like that?
It's difficult to offer a simple answer, really, because it'll be such a personal... You know, it'll depend what happened in the experience, what was happening in your life at the time.
Yeah.
Any particular things that came up. The important things with psychedelics, obviously, we're all aware of the importance of set and setting, which is what's going on outside and what's going inside during the experience.
Right.
But then there's also...
I was just watching Bottom with my mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, that sounds like a pretty positive experience.
Yeah.
Also, if difficult material comes up and then it's not integrated in a particular way, if you don't find a structure through which to wrap coherence around that experience afterwards, then that can become troubling.
Yeah.
It can sort of shake some beliefs.
That's why MDMA, that's obviously a big like street party drug, but like that should be used in therapy because it breaks down all your barriers. So because some people suffer and they go to therapy because they won't let any therapists in, but when you sort of let go of like the idea of you, then you can sort of like really say how you're feeling and say, like, that's why we say I love you, mate. I think deep down we do love each other, don't we, really? Like underneath all this, underneath all the mess.
Yeah,
and like,
we just have trouble accessing it sometimes.
Yeah, so when you break down you think, oh, I feel okay to say I love you now. And then when it wears off, you go, oh, I was being stupid. You weren't. You were being actually honest and authentic.
Yeah, but like say at the time, okay, you jammed in MT and you talked to a therapist, but what about the week later when you've got on a come down? What's the...
We go to another therapist and just say...
Oh, do it again.
Yeah, you definitely need aftercare.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. It's about having like, it's just being educated properly and like doing, being looked after. Yeah.
We had an MDMA debate at the first Breaking Convention. We had five clinicians who were all arguing whether or not MDMA was a suitable drug for psychotherapy. And one of the questions that came up was this. It's a really good point, you know. The data shows that about 3 days after the experience, people go into a bit of a dip. So there's the initial come down, which actually doesn't seem to happen so much in clinical settings, but there is a bit of a dip in mood 3 days later.
Mm.
So if you're administering this in a therapeutic setting, you need to be aware of that and make sure that the patient is cared for.
Right. All right, we're just going to go to a song now.
Yeah,
we're going to come back.
Thank you. We'll be back in a second.
Yeah, 1 second.
Exciting. We'll be right back.
There we go, we're back.
Welcome back to Hardest in the Needle on FUBAR Radio. We're here with David King from Breaking Convention, which is the psychedelic convention, right?
Yep, that's right.
That'll do. That rolled off the tongue, didn't it? So he's telling us about like acid, LSD, mushrooms, things that affect the brain and how they can be helped in a positive way, and how, you know, there's a lot of urban myths out there, how they are bad and they kill you and you get... I was just chatting to him on the break there. We're just saying how Bill Hicks... Like, some kid had basically taken acid and jumped off a building thinking he could fly. And Bill Hicks said, "You idiot. Well, if you think you can fly, just stay on the ground first." Do you know what I mean? Why would you... Well, some idiot goes, "No, I'm going straight to the top of a building. I'm going to do that." "Well, just... Well, Jimmy, wait. No, wait. Trust me." Yeah, bang. Done. So, yeah so just... we were just saying about settings and everything. And what are... What I wanted to ask you, I suppose, was... When you take mushrooms, why is everything so funny? I don't understand what that is. Like, you say things where you think, "Oh my God, I'm some sort of like comedy genius," and everything is funny. Like, a cup is funny, and you'll think, "God,
yeah,
that's..."
You laughed at a twig for ages, weren't you, last time you did it?
Yeah, I was. I fell in love with a piece of parsley.
Oh, that was it. That was it.
Yeah, I fell in love with a piece of parsley, and everything is beautiful. Yeah. And a plane for your head. I went, "God, like, that plane is gorgeous."
Yeah.
Everyone, what are you on about?
You normally say everything's gorgeous, actually.
It is gorgeous. So, and also, my friend said something which was quite funny. You know how, like, your brain gets warped and you come out with things where you become sort of like a little wordsmith, but basically he was sat there in the corner and I think it was coming on really strong, and I went up behind him and went like this. Boo! And he turned around and went, "Oh my God, you just shat myself." When your brain gets confused, you just shat myself. Amazing. So
that's quite an image.
It's quite an image, isn't it? Me shitting someone else. So tell us, because you're a campaigner. Aren't you? What is the main message you want to get across from this? I want you to get that across. I think it's really important.
Right, sure. I'll try to answer very quickly in 30 seconds or so why I think things are really funny.
Okay, good. Yeah, please.
First, this is a really interesting one. I think primarily it's because the fundamental absurdity of things shines through. We get so used to seeing things that we stop paying attention to.
Yes, that's good.
You know, they're there. We've seen a hat a million times, and then suddenly under the influence of psychedelics...
Yeah, look at it. It's such a hat.
We really look at it again for the first time, like children, and we realise how fucking bizarre everything is, and it's hilarious.
It's amazing, you know? That's good, that's a good answer. It's like
very
being a kid.
Funny.
It's...
And another thing is that sometimes you get stories that follow a state of mind. So say I'm feeling depressed and I think it's because someone did something mean to me. Mm-hmm. And there's a different situation where someone does something mean to me and then I feel upset. So sometimes it's we can be tricked into thinking that something is funny and that's why we're laughing.
Right.
If mushrooms make us euphoric, then we're already in a state of joy and we're maybe just trying to find a reason to explain that.
Wow, yeah.
See what I mean?
Wait, so are you saying deep down underneath all this, we're laughing inside, we're laughing our heads off? Because it is, this world's ridiculous. Look at it. Look at you. Look at you on it. Look at his... Sometimes if you take acid, look at his hair and think, look at your big floppy hair and your beard.
No,
and me. You look in the mirror at yourself and you think, look at me, I'm so me. Because you're like, you know when you see the ego, because you look at yourself and you can see... I'm so me. But what you do is, we've all created these,
the
like,
hell?
For instance, you're dressed like you. You've got a top that you probably always wear. And if your friends see you, they probably say, "Oh, that's a very David top." Because we've created these personas and they are ridiculous. Like Prince, imagine if he took acid and looked at himself. I look like an absolute berk.
This is it though. Basically, we've got a mate who's like crazy and he's pretty insane actually, but when he's like really like larger than life, anytime he does any drugs he just goes completely normal. He's like, "Oh yeah, you're right."
He goes back down.
Yeah, he goes completely back down. Yeah, it's really weird.
That's
strange.
Yeah,
I love that.
So maybe what I'm saying is, if Prince took psychedelics, how can he just become like working in an office?
Yeah, he probably would, wouldn't he? Yeah. Still, like David Brent. Because that works. Sometimes you look at, like, if you take shrooms or acid, you look at politicians, you think, you look like silly billies. That's what they are. They're silly, sat there in a suit. "Oh, the House of Commons." You think, what are you not playing at? Look at these stupid roles you're giving yourself. You're like idiots. Do you not think? You sit there and go, order, and you think, this is like a serious job.
Yeah, but that's the same with anything, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Everything like, I'm annoyed today. And you see someone who's annoyed and like, you think, don't be annoyed. You're acting like you're annoyed. "I can't believe this has happened. I've just lost 50 grand or whatever." It's like getting annoyed about this like silly paper money. And you realise how absurd the world is. "I've got 50 grand. I'm better than you." Damn. And people getting annoyed. Damn it. Look how much money he's got. It's weird, isn't it?
Yep. So what's is there anything we can say to wrap up, or
no he needs to get his point across. This is your thing.
Okay, yeah, to sum it up really quickly, the current drug laws we have are completely daft.
They're bullshit.
They're so far removed from any scientific evidence, and while we continue to have the prohibition of psychedelics in this culture and the public mentality that supports that position, because politicians behind the scenes know that these drug laws are daft. David Cameron in 2002 called for decriminalisation of drugs for personal use.
Really?
They all know it's complete nonsense.
Even him?
Yeah, I mean, they're really just sort of beholden to the Daily Mail, really. It's amazing how much...
Fuck those guys.
But, so what I'd like to say really is that while psychedelics are illegal, especially the restrictions that places on clinical research, it's not only an insult to the personal freedoms and the personal developments of our citizens at large, it's a real injury to all of the patients out there, all of the people who are ill or depressed, or everyone who could really be benefiting from these treatments and who aren't allowed to.
Even though they're suffering, they're not even allowed access to these things, which could help them.
Yeah, based purely on these ideological, arbitrary,
acts
of governance.
Laws, like stupid man-made laws that we can bend. It actually makes me angry. I feel my blood boil a little bit. Do you ever get that?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it makes me want to just kick over the House of Parliament.
In Portugal, it's not legalised, but it's decriminalised, isn't it?
For personal use,
But, I mean, I guess if this was legalised, you're talking about, like... being used in therapy and just actually being a kind of controlled kind of like.
I guess I'm talking about 50 different policies, any of which are better than the current one. I mean, we have decriminalisation in Portugal, depenalisation, where you get rid of all civil penalties as well, would be a nice step. Eventually, a fully licensed, regulated, legal market that's taxed, where you have, detailed safety precautions, where you have quality control, you have labelling, you have age restrictions, licensing.
Can you imagine Tesco's doing that? It'd be so weird, wouldn't it? Like a bag of shrooms, some DMT and some milk, please.
Yeah, yeah.
But I prefer to see it in the pharmacy.
But yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but they're banned Ribena, so it's not up anytime soon, is it?
Yeah, good point. Do you think one of the reasons they don't want us to take them is because, as you were saying, when you take them, you see the world and see it for all its ridiculousness. So they need you to take this world seriously. You need to think that money matters. You need to think that there's adverts. You need to think that you need to look like that person on that advert. When you don't, it's all bullshit. It's like a complete construction to keep you working and making money and putting money into the pockets of other people. So that, do you think that scares them? Because you look at it and go, this is a joke. This world's a joke.
I think there's an order already, and I think people are scared about anything that's not order, and that will represent disorder because they won't know how to control it.
Yeah, people are like laughing at our rules, people are laughing at our prisons, like, because it's silly. They're laughing in my face. Imagine going, these are the rules, and go away, you silly man. It's wafting away.
It's interesting though, but there are a lot of people who've been thinking, people like Alan Piper. I'd recommend reading into him. A lot of people who have theorized that we are having these transgressive experiences through psychedelics, where we distance ourselves from the ideology that governs our states of mind ordinarily, because they're illegal, because they're pushed down into the counterculture. And if we had a sort of institutionalized use of psychedelics, like they do, for instance, the Huichol in the Mexico, or the Kaikian of the ancient Greeks, perhaps it wouldn't have these same transgressive qualities.
Yeah.
If you take peyote amongst the Huichol in Mexico, you don't get this sense of abandonment of the ideology of that culture. You get an enhancement of the ideology of that culture.
Mm.
Sure.
Because it's these things are integrated.
Of course, that's the thing. You don't push it away and say, right. Mm. Yeah, of course. Wow.
Cool.
Exciting. Right, well, thank you.
Thanks so much, David. We're going to keep you here.
You're going to keep you there?
So we've got this new game called IMD Bollocks. We've been promising this for the last 4 weeks
four
now.
4 weeks. Basically, IMD
Bollocks.
IMD, explain it.
Yeah, basically what happens is, I'm going to give you four facts.
IMDb, by the way, explain what that is.
IMDb is a movie data website.
Internet movie database.
And I've just got some facts off there. But three of them are IMD Bollocks. Only one of them is true.
Right.
So out of the four I'm going to give you, you've got to guess which is the true one.
Okay, there's only one true statement, is there?
Only one true movie-based statement.
Yeah, all right, so here's the first one. Tom Cruise mistakenly sold his soul to Tim Curry on the set of Legend, thinking he was the devil. Okay,
that's the first one.
That's
number one.
Yep.
Got a poker face on, this is good.
Okay, number two.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise was suspended from school at age 15 for volleying a pencil case into a dinner lady's eyes.
Okay.
He came back from school, but he was flicking ink down the back of other kids' shirts, and he you know that thing when you put your tie, like the small tie at the front,
is it?
And you burn the end with a lighter. He's doing that.
This doesn't sound like something.
This is for Andy B.
What, it's written like that? Just sort of
yeah. It's that thing.
Okay, fine.
Number three, Tom Cruise tried to get Thorpe Park shut down after he's too small to get on the rides.
Okay, fine.
Number three.
Yeah.
Number four, Tom Cruise has a cat called Henry.
Okay. Which one of those do you think is true? Now, which one is bollocks?
No. You always mess this up. What? Then you always complain it's too complicated.
Sorry.
Basically, one of them's true, right. Three of them are bollocks.
Right.
You just need to say which is a true one.
So just shout the word bollocks and you win. Is that how it works?
Nothing like, no.
Right, sorry, go on.
Right, okay.
Do you want them again or no? No,
yeah, get them
really quickly.
Okay, okay, right, okay. First one, he sold his soul to Tim Curry, thinking he was a devil.
I could buy that.
Okay. Also, second one, he got suspended for falling a pencil case into a dinner lady's eyes.
Right.
He was too small to get on the rides at Thorpe Park, so he tried to get it shut down.
Yeah.
And fourth one, he's got a cat called Henry.
Well, I'm going to say the Thorpe Park one. Is he that small?
He's pretty small. I think he's four foot two, isn't he? Something.
So that, go on then.
No, actually, he's the fourth one. He's got a cat called Henry.
What? That's the true one. Oh, I thought. Yeah. Oh, okay, fine.
What?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry, I just got it.
What?
I just realised I've got the game now.
For fuck's sake, every single time you did it.
So, did he win?
No, he's in number three. Unfortunately,
that's
he didn't.
Such a
sorry.
Shame. You
were close, though.
Absurd might actually be true.
Oh. You were close.
So, wow, he's got a cat called Henry.
Yep.
Wow, I'd love to know what he does
that's
to that
a
cat.
Game changer.
Yeah, probably does a little test on it where they. What they call e-meters. Well, they ask it questions and check that if it's depressed.
What's that?
Scientologists, they do that too. They sort of make you hold two metal things, metal rods, and then you sort of have to spill out what you've been up to. Andy, look at me.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go to a song because I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, because you're looking the other way. Right.
Because I'm trying to set the song up, aren't I?
Right, so right. Yeah. So the general consensus, everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. David King.
He switched off as well.
No, he hasn't. David's, he's switched on, he's tuned in, baby. That's the whole point of these psychedelics.
Hey, Rich, we're going to play a song which is, do you remember, this is your song, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Normally, I get to choose the songs because he's like, he'll choose Nickelback. So basically, yeah, do you want to set up the song?
I don't know what song it is.
Well, it's from Monster Squad.
Oh my God, this is the best song ever, right? Anyone who's from the 80s, so it's 20 years ago since... Toy Story was on, but this was, how long ago was this? It's been like 30 years now.
Yeah, probably about that,
30
yeah.
years since in Monster Squad. It was like, it's a song about these, a film about these young kids, and basically loads of monsters come back into town looking for an amulet. Dracula turns up, Frankenstein turns up, the mummy, and it's like the Goonies, but with monsters. And this is one of the songs from the montage where they all sort of, they get ready for battle, like making stakes and stuff.
Yeah.
So enjoy this, guys. This is the sixth song. I don't wanna go.
selection.
Yes.
Of the film Monster Squad.
What a stoking song that is. Imagine when I was like 5 years old.
I used to love that film.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stoking, wasn't it?
Making little sort of, you sort of like go around your house with like a little, making little maps and stuff, thinking you're one of them.
Yeah, no, they just made a map. The map didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
To make any sense.
Wasting your time. God, that is a stoking song.
Right, it's everyone's favourite. It is.
Oh, it's time for that time, is it?
It's time for that time. It's about that time. It's Dick Baby. And why is the hell is it not coming up?
Here it is. It's Dick Baby.
Yeah, but it's not queuing up for some reason.
Oh, God. This show. What is going on?
Take the pause. I don't know.
Has someone given this bloody equipment to mushrooms or something?
Oh, here we go. Dick Baby. Right. It's not worked out. It just cut out all the bullshit at the start.
That's good. I actually prefer that version.
No, Dick Baby.
Dick Baby. As in, get on with it.
Yeah. Right. This is good. Basically, these Dick Babies I've got for you today, I've got some good ones, I think.
Okay.
Well, no, just interesting ones. I'm not going to try and sway you.
Okay.
But they've been printed out in black and white, which sort of makes it more sort of dickish in a way.
But what?
So it looks kind of more just... You'll see. I'll show you. Right. All right. So the first one.
Right.
This is a lovely little girl called Clara.
Okay.
Is she lovely? You decide.
Jesus. Let's have a look. She looks... annoyed. She looks annoyed.
Basically, there's a room full of people having some sort of party. She's ignoring everyone else talking to her and just staring right at the camera and really evil.
She's giving it dead eyes, isn't she? She's got a weird little haircut on her. It's sort of like shaved at the front and brushed forward. She looks like a little choir boy. I'm a bit scared. It looks a bit scared. You sort of like stifle the laugh then, as if to say, I shouldn't be laughing at this.
No. It looks like a sort of like a like an evil Jacobean.
Yeah, Jacobean
princess
baby
or something. Yeah, she's got like a little ruff on or something, isn't it?
Yeah, is this some sort of fancy dress party she's at?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Right. Okay. I'm a bit scared. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh.
I don't know.
Has someone sent in this?
No. I've had to start taking it from friends' Facebook posts, basically.
I've just realised who it is, and I'm going to say...
Don't say anything, because that person won't know.
No, but what I'm saying... So is this like Undercover Dick Baby?
Yes.
Well, this is terrible for viewers.
Listen, I know, but basically what happened, right, was I wanted to... Basically, the way I got the idea for Dick Baby was one of my mate's babies looked her right dick, right? And I wanted to get that original baby, because that's the most Dick Baby that's ever happened. No, this isn't, right? So I was like, right, cool, sweet, I've got an amazing Dick Baby this week. Went on the person's Facebook thing last night, she blocked me. Or she deleted it or something.
She must have caught on
to what was going on.
She knew. Deep down, she knew. She had to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah. So basically, I've had to start going and like slyly pilfering it off other people's Facebook profiles.
So what you're saying is, Andy, you've gone to a friend of ours Facebook with a child, and you've just taken the name and you've just like printed it out, and you've accused and you're asking me. Well, in that, do you know what I'm going to say? It's not.
Why?
Because I'm scared.
But no one will know what baby it is.
You give me the name.
Huh?
Just give me the name.
Huh?
You're just giving me the name.
Yeah, but there's loads of babies called Clara.
Is it called Clara, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Tell me what's going on here.
I told you, yes.
Yes. No, it's not.
Right, fine.
I'm scared. It's not.
Why are you wimping out?
Because I know the mother and the father and the big...
The mother's in the picture.
I know. I've just noticed. That's why it's a dead giveaway. You've put one of our friends on the left.
Okay, all right. Okay, fine. Not Dick Baby then.
Right,
fine.
So that's
all
not. Right, all right. And I'll be in contact with you, whoever you are. Okay. I'm not going to say. I'm scared.
Well, don't, because they won't know. So don't get in contact. I'll get done for that.
Okay, fine, fine.
Right, okay. This is another one. You don't know the person. Right. Honestly, don't worry. Here we go.
Oh, my God. That is... Wow. She's got...
That's not even a Dick Baby. That's like serial killer baby.
Yeah, that's just like Satan baby.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Do you want to know what the name is?
Go on.
Demon Spawn.
No, it's not.
It's Beatrix.
Beatrix. So, snooty probably.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You need to explain to the listeners.
Can this be tweeted out then, this one?
No.
Why?
Because I know the person.
But these... You realise this is a completely pointless thing. I think we're going to have to drop Dick Baby from
now on. I thought Dick Baby's pointless. I only made it up as a joke.
No. Basically,
and we ran with it.
You either need to like print these off and get them blasted out.
Look, I thought that you might say this because it's, you know... It hasn't really been working out, is it, this game?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a Dick Baby. It's on a horse, for a start. It's on a big white horse. It's spoilt. It's got giraffes all over its top. It's dead-eyeing the camera. It's got a funky mohawk. And it's got some... Yeah, Dick Baby, quick.
Yeah?
Yeah, just get it off.
Dick Baby. It's like you don't want to look at it anymore.
Yeah, and that's the end of the Dick Baby as well. It's gone.
Right, okay, look, do you know what? I actually thought maybe that...
Well, do you know what? Sod it. It's the last one. Please, can you... Tweet that out to our listeners.
I can't tweet it unless I blow its face out, which is pointless.
Well, I'm going to do it then.
What?
I'm doing it. Nothing to do with you.
To be
it's out of your hands, mate. I'm doing it.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. I've got to put my foot down. That's it. These right. listeners deserve more. We've not given them Stalking Kurt Russell this week.
No.
All right? We've run out of time.
Well, it's, another thing I thought as well was that maybe... Is Dick Baby... Oh, look. Right, okay. Email in, right? If you think Dick Baby should continue next week.
If you think it should stay.
If you get three emails saying, keep Dick Baby, we love it, we'll keep it. I get literally nothing.
But what if we get three saying, get rid of it, it's trite, we'll never see them.
We'll keep it because we've got three emails.
But what if three say, look, no? I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. If three say no, if I get an overwhelming no over a yes, yeah. I'll bin it.
It's in your hands, so.
It's in your hands.
Up to you. Yeah. Look at that, we're listening to you. You are our brain.
Rich and Hardesty at. No, not Rich and
Hardesty. Rich and Hardesty.
Fox takes. Well, Hardesty Needle at foodbarradio.com.
Yes.
All right? Okay, listen, I predicted that it's getting a bit dry, right? So I thought up some new games just in case.
Okay, fine.
All right, so. Okay, these are some ideas I've had of different games you can play on the radio.
Right.
Instead of Dick Baby.
Okay.
Okay, the first one's called Buckarooed. Right?
Like Buckaroo. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But next time we get a guest on, we pile insults on them.
Yeah.
And basically, the insult that makes them cry, full on cry live on air, is the winner.
So we insult someone into the ground, breaking down their character.
Yeah, and then one that draws a tear.
When they hit breaking point, whoever goes first.
Yeah, me or you.
Buckarooed!
Yeah.
Okay, we shout that in their face and kick
them out. Explain what we're doing so we're calming down a bit.
What, so like you shit, you close your shit, you saddo, saddy little sad man, little sad loser boy, slapping a sunny.
No, you can't actively slap them.
Okay, what can you do? Jab them at
That's a different game altogether.
Okay. That's Booker. Ow.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we do? It's like insult them until they finally go, why are you doing this? And then we go, Booker Rude.
Yeah.
And then we say, look,
we're only joking.
Yeah. So, because, well, hang on.
Just hand them a tissue.
What happens in Booker Rude? Don't like the clothes fly off the horse.
Just all the insults fly off, don't they? All the insults will fly off them when we tell them we're only joking about the massive head.
Okay, fine, yeah.
Right, okay. Anyway, that's one.
Okay, Buckaroo. Okay, it's possibility.
I think it's a bit mean, actually, but...
What do you think? Again, it's with the listeners.
No, it's not. No, this is you. You need to be telling me this.
Okay, fine. Well, it's a possibility.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'm not doing that one. It's a bit rude. I thought that was... Okay, right. Hungry, hungry hipsters.
Okay.
Right. We both just eat kale for a whole month, and the first one to be admitted to hospital with malnutrition is a loser.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm going to win this.
We'll have that.
That's a good one.
All right. Okay, what about this one? Domino. I flick dominoes at your face until you shout no.
Okay. That could work.
Yeah?
Okay.
You up for that one?
Domino. Okay. Can I do it back to you?
No. Just to you.
Right.
Me to you.
Well, I'll think about that one.
Okay. There's another one. Snakes and lads.
Okay. Right?
We both drink a six-pack of Stella,
yeah.
Then get up a ladder and try and tile someone's roof with a live snake on our neck.
Snakes and lads. Okay. So
it's a bit complicated, and also I don't know where we're going to get a snake from, but...
I've got to fix someone's roof with a snake around my neck.
Yes, after a six-pack of Stella.
Sod it, yeah, I'm up for that.
Okay, sure. All these games are getting a lot better than I expected.
Right, okay, I'm quite into these, actually.
Okay, and I've got one, I haven't really fully thought this one through, but it's called...
You thought the one's through, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's called Dingbacks.
Dingbacks?
Yeah, I don't exactly know what it is, but it involves you sellotaping a doorbell to your back.
Dingback. Okay. Right, okay. And what, you ring it, do you, and presumably get a point?
Yeah, something like that.
You ring my back? Right. Okay, well...
Well, those are the options anyway. Some other options there.
Right, this could be good, actually. Send us in any ideas you want. If you want us to play a game, then send them in, because...
What? No.
Why?
Well, I want to be the game master.
Yeah, but these are going to be... I don't want to sellotape a bell to my back. I don't want to go up on a roof after some Stella and a snake around my neck. I don't really want a domino in my face. And I don't mind insulting someone until they cry.
Right.
I like that. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm happy with that one.
See, that's funny.
And hungry hipsters, like, that's null and void, because you do that anyway.
Exactly. So any of the one that I can win, or the one that I can bully someone, great.
Okay, so it's out of Hungry Hungry Hipsters.
Yeah.
Or it's out of Buckarooed.
Buckarooed, yeah.
After I wrote Buckarooed, I felt mean, so I'm not up for that one. So you can just... Oh no, it's just one person can't play, can they?
Well, let's get the producer in there, Adam. Don't. Is he listening?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he's listening.
Danny was good at his job. Okay, yeah. Fine. Are you joking, Adam?
Right, we're going to have a song. We're going to come back and I'm going to tell you a very exciting thing about a bit of a song I noticed.
Come back for an exciting thing about something you once saw once. Ridiculous.
I'm
Boy with a Nile song. Yeah, alright, so this is a bit annoying. No emails.
Just killed that dead there.
Nothing.
Not one email.
Nope.
You evil sods, you just killed off Dick Baby.
Well, it's not my fault, the public have killed off Dick Baby.
That's what I said, sods.
Yeah, yeah,
not,
sods, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not sod,
The only email I've got is from a guy which doesn't make any sense.
Go on.
Ken from London says, I just turned 30 and I realised that I've spent a month celebrating birthdays.
What does that mean?
I've got no idea, I don't know what it means.
Kent.
No, Ken.
Ken.
It's not a man called Kent.
Maybe it's the Ken from Street Fighter.
Maybe. Where's he from London, though? Ken from America, fine.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Ken, if you're Ken from Street Fighter and you've moved to London, please.
Also, Ken was about 30 when I was 15. He should be 45 now.
Yeah, good looking Ken, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super, super cool.
Right, okay, this is... do you want a bit more Ken love or what? Or
super cool. Yeah, yeah, okay, fine, go on.
Okay, so, all right, this is something I noticed. I was listening to a song and I suddenly realised it sounds like the theme from... Okay, it's loads and loads of songs sound like the Big Breakfast theme.
Really?
Yeah. There's about four songs, right? So I'll play the Big Breakfast theme, then I'll play these other ones.
Okay.
Hang on then, wait a second. Okay, so this is the first one. Well, I'll play Big Breakfast first.
First of all, have people heard Big Breakfast? Okay, I was going to say.
Okay, look, okay, if you don't know what Big Breakfast is...
It's a show from the 90s.
Turn off, because it might be enlightening at all.
Yeah,
no, basically, it was a show from the 90s. It's a breakfast thing. It was on Channel 4 from 7 till 9. I only saw the first hour because I had to go to school.
Yeah, it was amazing.
At 8 o'clock, yeah, but Johnny Vaughan was on it, like Chris Evans.
An outkick, wasn't it?
Yeah, 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 it's a really good show. All right, so this is the theme tune to it.
Oh, nostalgia. Oh my god. Richard, wake up! That's all I'm thinking.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah, do you remember it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah. Welcome!
Well, listen to this, right? This is I wanna Kill Tonight by Crocodiles. It's the same, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's exactly the same. Right, but it's in loads of stuff, right? I don't know if Big Breakfast, like its tendrils reach into the past, but look, listen to this, right? This is the Crystals and Then You Kiss Me from the 60s.
Okay. Oh! Wow!
Yeah, do you remember the song?
Amazing.
Yeah, right, so that's mad, isn't it? Right. Another one, Ariel Pink. He goes a bit mad on this one, he goes all over the place, but it's the same, pretty much the same thing.
Dun, 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 dun,
where is it? Alright, well, I haven't got that one. I don't know, that one's not being loaded up. But never mind, yeah, fair enough. I mean, that's pretty much...
So that's it, two of them?
That's it, two of them.
It's good. Wow.
But okay, there's another thing as well I noticed on the whole thing of themes and things like that, you know, like children's TV stuff, right? Okay, so listen to this, right? This is Smith's Cemetery Gates, right?
Same again.
What do you mean? This is a completely different thing now.
So what is this?
This is the Smiths with Cemetery Gates.
But what am I listening for?
Nothing yet. Just let me to play it.
Okay.
Do you know the song, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. Well, this is why I was late this morning, right?
Right.
Because I spent ages putting this little riff from this children's TV programme over it.
No way!
Yeah, look.
That is not real.
It's Rainbow.
No way. That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, hang on, wait.
What?
So who came first?
What?
Who came? Who's suing who here?
I think Bungle's going to sue Morrissey.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh my god! That was wow. So
maybe not. I don't know.
Who came first? Seriously?
No, I think George, George better get his lawsuit on.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a funny thing that when I looked on was on Facebook when everyone started changing their Facebook profiles to rainbow coloured flags because of because of gay rights, and someone put that quote, what's happened is Bungle died. Thought it was like everyone going to half mast or something. What's going on? Bungle died.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, that was it. I just thought it was interesting.
Wow, that's amazing.
So let me just play it again. Listen to it. This is Cemetery Gates by Smiths with my little riff over it. Well, Rainbow's riff over it. Oh, shit.
Wow. Even the end bit.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-ding-a-ding. Wow. Weird. Yeah. You've heard it here first. Bungle, who's... So Bungle's been ripping off Morrissey.
Yeah.
I'd say Morrissey would kill him, but he loves animals.
I know.
So he can't do anything about it.
Let's just do like a join up and do a duet.
Maybe if you see
Bungle with like a little gladioli.
If you see Morrissey tuck into like some sort of bear burger in the next couple of weeks, you'll know what it is. He's just trying to get vengeance on Bungle.
Exactly.
Wow. Maybe we should try and get one of these guys in to try to settle out in some sort of fight, like Harry Hill style.
Yeah, we should do, shouldn't we?
Pretty wacky.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd come on. Okay, we've got 2 minutes left, so I've got 2 minutes to fill. But this, I was going to do animal facts, but there's not much time, so I'll just tell you this, right?
Go on.
This is pretty crazy. All right, so in the future, they're thinking they could, well, they've got the technology now, and they've been doing experiments to be able to access a cockroach's nervous system and control it via remote control.
Remote control bugs.
Remote control cockroach. And what they're going to do is they're going to go down to like a Chernobyl or, you know, like nuclear test sites, you know, where it's too dangerous for humans or places that are too small or places that humans can't get to and get little cameras on cockroaches and just see what's going on with the cockroach.
Wow. Someone's going to think, is that all going to be tears? I reckon people like Heston Blumenthal and Gordon Ramsay will end up like getting them and sort of, you know, driving them into like their rivals' businesses and sort of like snooping around and then if someone catches it, oh, he's got cockroaches.
Yeah, he's got this thing. Yeah.
Oh, it's dirty.
Yeah, get rid of that extra star for cleanliness.
Yeah, it's quite a good idea. I'd be annoyed if I sort of asked my mum for like a remote controlled car and got a cockroach.
Yeah, it'd be well annoying, wouldn't it?
A bug. You can't really sort of do a little cool skid with the cockroach.
No, check this out. Nothing.
Yeah. Just a little sound.
Get trod on.
Weird. Even those little, they're quite hard to use. Have you ever like tried to use one of those remote control drones?
No.
So hard. So that you look at them, people use them, and you think, oh, it's quite fun. It's actually really hard to get the sort of the biting point in the air.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a weird place to end the show, but we're out of time, yeah.
Okay, this fine. Is it. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thanks to David King. Thanks to Trent.
Thanks so much, yeah. And also to hopefully to the segue into this song, the cockroach thing, future.
Thanks to Bungle for being a rip-off merchant.
Yeah. Well, that was about the future, and so's this song.
And thanks to all our emails. Thank you. Bye.
No more Dick Baby, by the way, because no one emailed
him. It's
gone. It's dead now.
You killed him.
If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. Tear it down and start again, oh, oh. In the year 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing.
Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.